Tom Carkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast. Showers and possible thunderstorms are ending around the area. Going to be cloudy the rest of the day. High around 58 degrees, but things will be turning cooler. Kenosha right now is at 59. It's 56 in Burlington, Milwaukee 44, and 43 degrees in Racine. 20-year-old Zarell Strong is in the Racine County Jail, referenced the March 11th shooting of a juvenile and two adults inside the Bray Community Center, two blocks away from the safety building. A news release says two separate location no-knock search warrant resulted in Strong being found in a home in the 1500 block of Park Avenue and arrested for attempted homicide and bail jumping. The victims all wounded during a large fight that erupted late that evening inside the neighborhood facility. A 16-year-old girl taken to Children's Hospital, the most seriously injured. Strong, the primary focus in both of those warrants, executed by the Police Special Investigations Unit with help from SWAT and canine officers. Stephen Zelich maintains the death of Jenny Gammas in Kenosha in a motel room 4 years ago. It was a result of kinky consensual behavior that went awry. He had a sentencing hearing yesterday in Kenosha, the charge reckless homicide. Judge Bruce Schrader said the assertion would be easier to believe had there not been a second death just like the first one.
I can't understand the Minnesota case. And there is where the monstrous nature of this crime becomes most evident, is the willingness to take the same risk with another human being.
Judge Schrader giving the 54-year-old former West Allis police officer 35 years in prison, which is some 15 years fewer than the maximum. Still long enough, however, to ensure that Zelich will either be dead or close to it at release time. Because of that, it's unclear if he'll be prosecuted on the related charges, the Minnesota death and the dumping in the bodies of suitcases in Walworth County. 27-year-old Jermaine Winters of Racine bound over for trial on charges of assaulting then raping a woman February 19th around Slauson Avenue and 16th Street. He remains in jail. His arraignment is scheduled for April the 14th. Ahead of a candlelight prayer vigil coming up tonight in the 3900 block of Green Street on Racine's far northeast side, there is word of a fund having been established for slain delivery driver James Norris at Educators Credit Union by Big Sisters of Greater Racine Incorporated. Contributions to the James Norris Family Fund can be made at any branch location. The money to help pay funeral expenses. One of Norris's daughters is a little sister in the Big Sisters program. Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders talking to a big crowd of supporters at Carthage College in Kenosha yesterday ahead of a Marquette Law School poll that has him leading Hillary Clinton among voters in the state. Sanders, among other things, said that police officers who kill unarmed people have got to be held accountable. He also called for change in police departments all across the country.
We have got to be moving toward demilitarizing police departments. We have got to be making police departments look like the diversity of the communities they serve. And we have got to rethink the so-called war on drugs.
Sanders was briefly interrupted by some animal rights activists. They held up a big banner. Eventually, they were escorted out of the building by a number of police officers, including retiring Chief John Morrissey. That Marquette poll, by the way, also finding Senator Ted Cruz leading the Republican field here in Wisconsin. Republican candidate John Kasich, meanwhile, is scheduled an appearance in Burlington this coming Saturday morning. It'll be at Veterans Terrace, the event to go at 10 o'clock in the morning, the doors to open at 9:30. And New Jersey Senator Cory Booker is scheduled to appear in West Racine this afternoon on behalf of Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton. Booker to appear around a quarter after three at Wilson's Tea and Coffee Shop, which is at 3306 Washington Avenue. With the Racine Public Library's mobile library likely out of service for at least another month and maybe longer, the library board met to discuss how to get the service going again. Director of the library, Jessica McPhail, says the March 15th accident in Marquette and State Streets caused thousands of dollars in damage to the bookmobile. Looking at several weeks before repairs could even be completed, McPhail says there is the possibility of buying a used vehicle from a library in Illinois. Says that used vehicle could at least keep the program going until a new mobile library can be purchased and set up using money donated by Messy Johnson.
As you know, we have a donation to purchase a new bookmobile. And that takes about a year to build, and we've just sent out the specs to the vendors. So we don't have an estimate yet from our new bookmobile. So this service is just too valuable to stop.
The library board putting off any decision on repairing the old bookmobile or buying the used one until they get more information on the cost in both options. In the meantime, she says anybody who normally uses the mobile library and has materials on hold can pick them up at the main library downtown. Looks like the standoff on the size of signage at Racine's Regency Mall between ownership and the city of Racine is going to be coming to an end, while a business waiting on a resolution to all this to open up has now approval for a compromise sign package approved by the Plan Commission. Interim Development Director Matt Sadowski explaining Ross Dress for Less would get a west wall sign of 275 square feet and a 150 foot square sign on the south facade of what was the old Penny's site.
I guess the dual exception here is that this is part of a department store lot that, through the development agreement for the overall Regency Mall development, allows department store lots more flexibility than mall lots. So based on those, we'd be recommending approval of what's being proposed. There again, 275 square feet facing west and 150 square feet facing south.
Sadowski adding the request by Ross, which exceeded existing signage standards, also tied into the standards for the entire mall, which the city finally received and are still under review. Plan Commission supporting the Ross Dress for Less signage request that'll be going to the Common Council next week. Meanwhile, a proposed tax incremental district for Uptown Racine to help spur development and improvements in that area got a little concern from some folks living in that area about their taxes going up, expressing that to the Plan Commission. Richard Kemper, though, lives above his downstairs business in Uptown. He noted the Uptown has really been struggling for quite some time.
We have a business improvement district, which is different. That's just businesses, and there is a surcharge on your property tax with that. That's been going on in Uptown for, I think, about 5 years. And we've been able to do quite a number of things in Uptown with that. What you're proposing doesn't increase taxes. I guess that's the point I'm trying to make, is that I think this should go through. It's not going to raise anybody's taxes. It has the potential to make the area better.
The TID proposal supported unanimously. It's going to the Common Council April the 19th. February's jobless numbers out from the Department of Workforce Development showing Racine County up at 6.6% versus 6.2% in January. 6.2% in Kenosha County compares to 5.8% the month before. Topping the list of bigger communities, the city of Racine's 7.9% jobless rate last month, a 7/10 increase from January, and 6.6% in Kenosha, comparing to 6.3% for the previous month. And a familiar name, now the executive director of Kenosha's Habitat for Humanity, Fran Hansen, held the same title with the Shalom Center for many years, left that organization last year on the heels of a failed attempt to put a homeless shelter in Uptown. The Habitat job had been open since November. Kenosha's fourth Habitat home is currently under construction. WRJN.com. That's our webpage. Our newscasts are there when you want them. Just look in the local news section. And at WRJN News, that is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkel, AM 1400, WRJN News.
Thank you, Tom.